Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Mazurowski, it's just after 9 o'clock. And we have Rob Lucas in the studio because we were just talking off the air. Last night I got an email, Bruce Springsteen, you know, for people to take notice, what usually happens when there are these big arena shows, a few days before he's set to take the stage at KeyBank Center Thursday, they've released some more tickets. You know, they figure out where everything's going to be set up and some more tickets go out there. And I got the email yesterday, hey, decent tickets to be had at box office prices. And Rob, it's $180 after fees is a decent price. I say that with a question mark. That's the other thing. It's behind the stage, but we'll get to that too.
Well, we talked about this when the tickets went on sale, and we both said, because you've done this before, who did you do this for? McCartney and some other acts as well. Very often, some of the best seats are available at the best prices at the last minute, sometimes the day of the show. They'll find 50 seats that they're like, oh, we can see over the speakers here. We didn't know that. And so this is that version of it where Live Nation, some got the email last night, some got it this morning, put on what they call production seats on sale. And those are tickets that maybe the artist was holding back. Bruce may have fans or friends in Buffalo that he was holding tickets back for. Maybe there were family members that were going to be on the road that, the entourage for whichever member of the band was going to be 8. That's only 4. There's 4 more tickets we can put on sale. And also, just as you said, they have an advanced team who knows every arena inside and out. And so many of the arenas kind of look the same now that they know the way it's going to look. With the exception of a couple of rows, like right behind the stands. What Brian's referring to is sections 109 through 113. There's like, it looks like the second row of seats, but it's actually the first row because I think the first row, the actual row number 1, will be covered over because those are seats without full visibility. But those are on sale now for $186. And I got to tell you, and maybe it's because I've been to so many concerts, I love seeing the mechanizations behind the stage, the things that people on the side or way on the other side never see. You may not see their face all the time. You're looking at Bruce and Clarence Clemenson's butt and Max Weinberg's rear end quite a bit, but I imagine the sound and the energy's got to be phenomenal there.
His butt's famous enough to be put on one of the album covers, so maybe it's the view you wanted to see in the first place. I did do that. Both McCartney and Metallica at the arena. I bought tickets last, when I know they're going to put more on sale. I don't do the whole rush at the beginning. I know there's going to be some available, and then I just punch my ticket there, and they're usually good seats. This, you're talking about behind the stage, which I don't know. Is that like egregious? Do artists take flack for selling those tickets? On one hand, people got to buy them. You know what you're buying. Yeah. On the other, it seems like a little, I don't know.
And it's not only behind the stage seats. I want to say that as well. Those are the closest, but there are seats on the side of the stage. Oh, and if anybody wants kind of a preview of what you're going to see on Thursday at KeyBank Center, go on YouTube. There are some amazing videos from his earlier shows. There's some guy who got some video at Bruce's Philadelphia show last weekend. It is tremendous. You can see the stage layout. You can see how Bruce, who 10 years ago would have been crowd surfing, now stays pretty much on his runway going through the crowd. But if you're in the general admission area or anywhere up front or on the side, Bruce may be walking right in front of you. And I got to tell you this. If you go on his Philadelphia show and you see the YouTube of, I think he's doing Thunder Road or Rosalita, one of the biggies, he's standing right at the front of the pit. And there's a 30 to 40-year-old woman there who keeps reaching up and fake grabbing Bruce's butt. You talked about Bruce's rear end. She does it 6 or 7 times. And now, she was having a good time joking around, but A, if she would have done that, how quickly would somebody from security been out there? And B, she now has to watch this video for the rest of her life.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I'm the girl who was faking grabbing Bruce's butt.
You know, you're talking about all these videos. I don't know, Rob, if you're paying $200 to $400 or maybe way more to go mm-hmm. to a concert, I see you there with your phone out taking a video, I'm like, what are you doing?
I think that for the most part, most arenas, they'll let you film a little bit, 20 seconds here, 20 seconds there. You know, if Bruce is right in front of you, of course, everybody wants to get a video of that. And how can you stop it when there's 600 phones out?
Mm-hmm.
But some of the videos of this Philadelphia show are 15 minutes long. My wife and I watched them over the weekend on YouTube, and you watch it on a big screen TV, and I'm like, I don't need to go to the show.
Yeah.
I feel like I was just there.
You're there.
So if you want to see what the layout of the staging is, if you're looking at some of these tickets that are behind the stage and along the side, this is why I saw that and I'm like, these are not bad seats. Especially if you've seen Bruce from the front before, maybe seeing him cheaper, like 75% cheaper than other seats, in from a different angle.
So before we let you go, you got to run. Cheaper, you said, and we're talking about these like, oh, it's not a bad deal. They're still over $150. Is that price point here to stay? Are we like no longer looking back? I, in 2021, 22, was like, well, these guys who make their money on the road, they've been off the road for a year, they got to make up, you know, a whole year of lost income, ticket prices are going to be more expensive, and I should have known they're never turning back. I mean, it really seems that way.
It's funny. I've reached out to Nick Giamuso of VIP Tickets, and I'm going to chat with him on Thursday about this, and I think the short answer is until artists start performing to half-empty arenas, it's not going to change.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, Bruce's. There's very few empty seats. Taylor Swift, it wasn't quite the dynamic pricing thing, but the other issues there, 70,000 seats sold over the weekend for each show in Arizona. And also, I think artists are touring differently now. I've never seen a summer, at least maybe in a decade, where you've got Springsteen, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Ed Sheeran, all doing arena and stadium shows at the same time. All selling out, and they're touring differently from this point of view. Taylor Swift is playing Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, 4 days off. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 4 day off, 4 days off. Ed Sheeran's doing the same thing, Saturday and Sunday, or Friday, Saturday, taking 4 days off. The money comes in so quickly now where artists don't have to beat and batter their bodies. Bruce is one of the few
mm-hmm.
who he loves being on stage every second or third night. But the days, I think, of artists doing five shows in 7 days, once they get to a certain point and they can pull it off with a shorter schedule, those days may be over.
Interesting. Rob, thanks for stopping in.
Are you going to the show or not? Because
no.
Right now, here's the thing. Brian gets up at what time in the morning?
3.
Yeah.
I have too many of those days circled. I'm going to a super expensive show in Pittsburgh. I'm going to see Blink-182. I have Jason Isbell tickets I'm probably going to sell because Ryan Adams is now coming into town in Rochester the very next night.
It's a balance, yeah.
Two kids, you can't do two straight nights on the weekend anymore.
And that's the reason why these stadium shows are selling so well, because Taylor's doing them on the weekends,
mm-hmm.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Ed's doing it on the weekends. I'm not quite sure about Beyonce, but yeah, I got to wake up at 4 a.m. on Friday. By the time Bruce is at about 10 o'clock with an hour left to go, I'm going to be ready to go home and just not being enjoying it the way I should. So
yeah, no, that's true. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.